Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Haverim, Shalom. This is Ras Iadonis Tafari. This is Yadin right here. Here for the Ras Tafari, the Wednesday podcast. Here, the fourth day of the seven, still counting the Omer. Seven Shabbats, complete two sevens clash. Right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 126. We also are here in the last reading at the 33rd degree of our sabbatical studies here, fulfilling the heart of HaTorah. We're saying that this book here, the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, known as the Sefer Vayikra, and he called the Sefer, the book, and he called, also known as Leviticus, the handbook of the Levites, the handbook of the priesthood, the Kohuna, and also the handbook of the sanctuary, the holy place. We could say the rites and the rituals right here, 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 but also so much more. So we're going to write up with the third Aliyah for the previous day, Aliyah Day, a portion of the Torah reading and feeding right here for the 33rd degree of our sabbatical study, and today's Aliyah right here for the fourth day of the Shavua. So coming forward, 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 Shema. Just to put this on the record as well right here, FYI, did you know, we're learning this, we've heard it before, but getting into more of the research, that the Old Testament biblical geography is not the same as the New Testament biblical geography. Again, FYI, the Old Testament biblical geography is not the same as the New Testament biblical geography. There's some key reasons to be brought forward. Just want to share this doing the research. Oh, the name of this book, Speaking Sinai, fellow co-laborer, and name of this book here is The Bible Came from Arabia, Kamal Salibi right here, Radical Reinterpretations of Old Testament Geography. And this also, along with the book by the late Professor Bernard Lehman, concerning the Queen of Sheba, the Sheba Cycle. Let's just get this book over here, here, here. And the book we're speaking about is the Queen of Sheba and Biblical Scholarship. Queen of Sheba and Biblical Scholarship. Just a little highlight right here from the late Professor Bernard Lehman. I heard he had passed away in northern Ethiopia, the Tigray region. God bless his soul. Rest in peace, rise, and glory, brother. Very good book he did right here, The Queen of Sheba and Biblical Scholarship. And our brother, especially in the truth, a half of the story that has not been revealed. This book here, it examines evidence connected with the life of Queen of Sheba, including the Sabian inscription on the Ethiopian plateau, aspects of the ancient West Arabian language, and geographical references in the Gutta's Kever Neges to offer a third alternative. It argues that the Old Testament is an accurate account, but its events took place in Western Arabia, not Palestine. We can just pause on that right there, there, there. But going on just for this paragraph right here, this book here suggests that scholars are unwilling to consider such a strong possibility because, if true, it would not only completely undermine the raison d'etre. The raison d'etre is a French kind of terminology that ones and ones sometimes use. Basically, it means like the reason for being. So it would undermine the raison d'etre of the state of Israel, but also force a total reassessment of biblical, Arabian, and Northeast African history. Look more on this right here, here, here. So we just want to say that on the record right there, because as we go into the Torah reading and feeding, you know, we like to even, you know, we're applying some of the new knowledge as well as the true knowledge to the correct interpretation of where these events that we read of in HaTorah actually occurred. And a lot of this information we get to find is nothing really new, but it has been suppressed by the so-called, you know, established, the WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, institutional Babylon Anglo-Americans, this whole cabal in the times of the Gentiles. But here, this writer right here for the Wednesday podcast, fourth day of the seven, here, Chuck Rastafari, Wednesday Wisma Wednesday, here. Yes,
sir.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem, here on Discipleship Radio.
Words of wisdom. Dennis, Prince of Reggae Brown, right here.
Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Sorrowful, your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh, yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Words of wisdom here. Shalom Rastafari, Wednesday Wisma Wednesday right here. Yes, a little bit more on that as well. There's an interesting quote from Galatians chapter 4:25, and speaking on geography, the geography. Many question the historicity of the Bible, but the thing that you should really question is a lot of the assumed and alleged geography, right? Based on the latter-day interpretation, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, we could say counterfeit Christianity, the latter-day ones. We'll get into more detail on that, but the Galatians 4:25 says right here, for this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. Mount Sinai where? Some people say the Sinai Peninsula, and they talk about the Sinai Peninsula, but here, Rav Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the apostle to the Gentiles, brother Paulos, he says, for this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. So here it seems to say that even the apostle in the time of the New Testament, the apostle Paul, Rabbi Saul Shaul, he's saying here that using this analogy of the two wives of Abraham, we have Sarai, and Hagar, or here called Agar, right? He's saying that Agar represents Mount Sinai in Arabia. So he's identifying that Sinai is in Arabia. And yes, a lot of evidence has been found, but hasn't been able to be more fully researched because of the present geopolitical situation, you know, with Arabia now being under, you know, the latter-day copyright of the Saudi. So that's what they call it, Saudi Arabia. And if you know the history of that, that goes back to the early, like, kind of 1900s to early 20th century, with the Gentiles being involved, the British, you know, the oil and Lawrence of Arabia. If you haven't checked that out, please check out Lawrence of Arabia. Kind of a long movie. You could take it in bite-sized portion, pen and paper, a lot of very, very interesting things. It really puts into context a lot of what we are encountering nowadays. But anyway, just to share that once again, and here we're just writing up on the Bible came from Arabia, a book by Kamal Salibi, as well as the work that we had read, recommended, and we publish here with the permission of the late author, Dr. Professor Bernard Lehman, Queen of Sheba and Biblical Scholarship. He mentioned the book there, and I went and looked it up and give thanks, Isha Shalia, and I, Eshet, or Set, she was able to find it. And I've been perusing it, you know, in tune with certain things that we're talking about, place names and different archaeology and what has been found and the connection. Makes this point of view very, very valid, and would like to at least share a couple of first words right here, and namely on the fact that, FYI, the Old Testament biblical geography is not the same as the New Testament biblical geography. Again, the geography that we find in what's referred to as the Old Testament times, say before 500 BCE, right, is not the same, right, as that which is post, say, 500, 400 BCE, and seems to all kind of revolve around that return of the Yehudi, the Jews, from Persia, right? Where did they return to under the time of Cyrus and Darius? So when we look at geography and geology and archaeology, especially in the New Testament time, a lot of evidence can be found, basically, that backs up what we have in the New Testament Bible and other evidence, even to some of the, you say, apocryphal time and pseudepigraphal time. But as we get into the older and the more archaic parts of the Bible, it seems as though the geography that many of the biblical academic and others amongst the Gentiles put forward does not match up. So just to make that mention right there, a little bit more to share on this right here. But here, the wisdom. Right, the Torah is Sinai wisdom. In fact, let's just bring that forward here for this Wisdom of Wednesday, right? The Wednesday podcast right here. Let's go to, if we're correct, if you remember this rightly, was it Deuteronomy chapter 8. Is it chapter 8 right here? chapter 8, where he says that this is our wisdom, right? He says this is our wisdom in the sight of the heathen. You know, this is our wisdom in the sight of the nation. So we got to study, you know, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Going to find that verse and bring it forward right here, 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 brothers and sisters. But let's just catch up right here at the fourth day with the fourth aliyah, a aliyah day, a portion of the sabbatical a day right here. So we're going to pick up from first light yesterday from the Tuesday, third day, fourth day right here.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong. Here, here, here for the Shalishi Aliyah at verse 10. And ye y'all shall eat old store and bring forth the... Here, here, here for the Shalishi. Here, here, here for the Shalishi Aliyah. Here, here, here for the Shalishi Aliyah at verse 10. And ye y'all shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the Hadash, the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul, Nafshi, shall not abhor you. And I will walk, trod among you, and will be your Elohim, true good, true God source. And ye, y'all, shall be me, my people,
my people,
my people.
Ani Yahweh Elohim,
I be he who be, we be your Elohim, which brought you forth, forward, out of the land of Mitzrayim. And ye, y'all, should not be, that ye, y'all, should not be the bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. Warnings of chastisement, verse 14. But if ye, y'all, will not hearken to me and will not do all these commandments, imperatives, and if ye, y'all, shall despise my statutes, or if your nephesh, your soul, your psyche, abhor my judgments, so that ye, y'all, will not do all my commandments, imperatives, but that y'all break, b'riti, my covenant. The first chastisement, verse 16. I also will do this to you, to y'all. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning agu that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And ye, y'all, shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies, your haters, shall eat it. And I will set my face, my perception against you, and ye, y'all, shall be slain before your enemies, your haters. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye, y'all, shall flee when none, no one pursueth you. The second chastisement, verse 18. And if ye, y'all, will not yet for all this hearken to me, to I, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins, your akaris, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. The third chastisement, verse 21. And if ye, y'all, walk, trod contrary to me, to I, and will not hearken to me, to I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your ukaris, your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. The fourth chastisement, verse 23. And if ye, y'all, will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk, trod, contrary to I, to me, then will I also walk, trod, contrary to the I, to you, and will punish you yet seven times for your uckeries, your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of Briti, of my covenant. And when he, y'all, are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye, y'all, shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye all shall eat and not be satisfied. The fifth chastisement, verse 27. And if ye, y'all, will not for all this hearken to me, to I, but walk, trod, contrary to me, to I, then I will walk, trod, contrary to the I, to you, also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your uckeries, your sins. And ye, y'all, shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall y'all ye eat. And I will destroy your high places, your sun pillars, and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols. And nafshi, my soul, my psyche, she shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. The dispersion predicted. Reference Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 58 to 67. Here, verse 32. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, the goyim, the international community, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Shabbats, her Sabbaths, as long as it as she lieth desolate. And ye, y'all, be in your enemy's land even, then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths, as long as she lieth desolate, it she shall rest, because it she did not rest in your Sabbaths when ye all dwelt upon it, upon her. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fail when none, no one pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none, no one pursueth. And ye, y'all, shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye, y'all, shall perish among the heathen, the goyim, the international communities. And the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands. And also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. The Abrahamic covenant remains despite the disobedience and dispersion. Verse 40. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked, trod it contrary to me, and that I also have walked, trod it contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity. Then will I remember, Bariti, my covenant with Yaakov, and also, Bariti, my covenant with Yitzhak, and also, Bariti, my covenant with Abraham. Will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate without them. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgments, and because their soul, their psyche, abhorred my statutes. And yet, for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, to break Briti, my covenant with them. Ki ani Yahweh Elohekem, Elohim, for I be he who be, we be there, Elohim. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, in the sight of the Goyim, the heathen, the international communities, that I might be their Elohim. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Yahweh made between him and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Har Sinai, in Mount Sinai, by the hand of Moshe. 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 Moshe.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh God, give the promised land.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh God, give the promised land. Give the promised land.
A lot of work to be done in the promised land. Looking at that word. Hearing that word metaphysically psychically and metaphysically, there's a lot of work to be done in our consciousness, right? In our true consciousness. So what we just shared right there, a scripture says of a loud voice, we shared right there, recalling chapter 26 here. This is what's known as the Tokaha, the Tokaha. Tokaha, some will say the Tokaha, the Tokaha. What is the Tokaha? Rebukes. Corrections. Interesting how this word is brought out in translation by chastisement, you know, correction. This is a harshly detailed prediction, prophecy of what would happen to Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, when they turn away from Ha'el, from Eloheinu, from the true God, the power. According to the sages, the focus is not, quote, if you walk in my law. When we look at Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3, but rather, if you do not listen, do not shema, do not hear, listen, obey, hear to I, according to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 14. So indeed, the, quote, rebuke, the tokaha, portion right here, it begins with the phrase Ve'im lo tishma'u li. Ve'im lo tishma'u li. And if you do not tishma'u li, listen here attentively. This recalls the Shema, Shema'a Yisrael, hear Israel, and the duty to love Ha'el, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power. Bekol lebabeka, bekol lebabeka, bekol with all and all lebabeka, with all your heart, heart to cup. So a question we can ask I and I ourselves and should, what motivates you more? What motivates I and I more? Is it the fear, the reverence, the respect of Jehovah's punishment, of his chastisement, of his tokaha, or the hope, the tikwa, the expectation of his reward? And Lamaze, and why this? Whichever is one's and one's motivation, which one motivates I and I more? Is that fear, that dread of Jehovah's punishment, his chastisement of the Tokaha, or the hope, the expectation of his reward? So just a share right here, get into details right there. But even right there, what we heard, it reflects on what usually is the first of the double portion, the 32nd Amor of Behar, Shalika of Behar, that was the one before that, right? Behar, right? On the mountain, right? Or on Mount Sinai, Behar Sinai, which is the 32nd degree. But here we're at the 33rd for Bechukotai, and here for the fourth day, right here, for this sabbatical study and for this Sabbath strong and for this Wisma Wednesday.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And here.
Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 27, is the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate. Why Dabari Yahuwah Moshe Leimor? Concerning vowed, livicated, dedicated persons and thanks. And the Yahweh, he who be spake to Moshe, Leimor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and say to them, when a man shall make a singular vow, a votive offering, the persons shall be, LaYahuwah, for Jehovah, by thy estimation, valuation. And thy estimation, valuation, shall be of the male, Zakar, from 20 years old even to 60 years old, even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it be a nekeba, a female, then thy estimation valuation shall be 30 shekels. And if it be from 5 years old even to 20 years old, then thy estimation valuation shall be of the zakar, the male, 20 shekels, and for the nekeba, the female, 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old even to 5 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the zakar, the male, 5 shekels of kesef of silver. And for the nekeva, the female, thy estimation valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a zakar, a male, then thy estimation valuation shall be 15 shekels. And for the nekeva, the female, 10 shekels. But if he be poor than thy estimation valuation, then he shall present himself before HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall value him according to his ability that vowed, shall HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, value him. And if it be a beast, whereof men bring an offering, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, all that any man giveth of such, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, shall be holy, set apart. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change beast for beast, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy, set apart. And if it be any unclean beast of which they do not offer a sacrifice, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, then he shall present the beast, Lifnei Kohen, HaKohen, before HaKohen, the priest. And HaKohen shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as thou valuest it, who art HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, so shall it be. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part, 20%, thereof to thy estimation, thy valuation. And when a man shall sanctify Beto, his house, to be holy, set apart, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, then HaKohen, then the Kohen, the priest, shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad. As HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctifieth it will redeem Beto, his house, then he shall add the fifth 20% part of the money of thy estimation, valuation, to it. And it shall be his. 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 Be his.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord. The Lord. The Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Evening psalm here, psalm for the fourth day of the Shavuah, the chant, eyes is right here, psalm 94 right here, 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 Shema Yisrael,
Shema. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. Evening psalm. Let's just touch on some of the basic questions here for this 33rd, as here we're sealing up the third book of Moshe here, Leviticus, Bechukotai. Now, the Tokacha is interesting, the Tokacha, how that particular word is utilized throughout the scripture. We'll get to that right there. It's often described as the punishments. That was part of the reading right there. And the fourth aliyah right there went into the vows, right? The vows and the votive offering, those things that we, according to our will, votive actually has to do with the will, right? Expressing the yay, yay, or the nay, nay. But here, basic questions here for a bit. Hukotai, Bechukotai, in my hook, in my hukotai, my statutes. Basic questions here, 33rd degree for this Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Basic question, what is the Hebrew word for statute? Statute. And what does it mean, Chaverim? The Hebrew word for statute is hook, hook. Hebrew word for a statute is chok, and it means a decree, something inscribed, said to be a decree that's inscribed without reason, In other words, it's a divine fiat, like let it be, so be it. The plural for huk is hukim. Let's do this right here, brothers and sisters. Sisters and brothers, let's just bring up the BDB and the Strong's Concordance. So let's just type right here in the My Sword Statute and make a distinction between statute and statute. You know, English is a funny language right here. You know, so just to avoid confusion. So statute, right? So we have statute. In the first place, we find statute in the scripture, quite interesting, is in Bereshit, the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Genesis. Genesis chapter 26, verse 5, the English KJV says, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And the laws right there is Torotai. So we have even the Torah before Moshe's Torah. But here, in Genesis 26, verse 5, it says, because that Abraham obeyed, because he did what? He shama, like I say, shama Yisrael. So usually it's like heard. We can also bring it out as heard, but the word heard, shama, and also obeyed, they're very close. It's like hearing and obeying. Because that Abraham shama, obeyed, heard my voice, koli, and kept my charge, mishmeret, my charge, my commandments, mitzvotai, my imperatives, my mitzvot, and my statutes, chukotai. So we have the chukotai, we have chukah right here. A statute, an ordinance. Here we're looking at the H2708. According to the BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs Concordance, statute, an ordinance, a limit, enactment, something prescribed, pre-written, prescribed, a statute. Now, the H2708, here we have chukah. It's the feminine form of the noun. It's a noun feminine, right? Coming from the H2706. So we have the H2708, chukah. Chukah, and this comes from the H2706, hok, right, hok. Can also be pointed as hek, and this is why we ask the question concerning the hek shaus, right, and even in ancient Mitzrayim, you know, there was the two symbols of the ruler, right, of the so-called United Kingdom or the two mitzvahs, Mitzrayim. That was mainly the cow prod and the shepherd's rod. We have the cow prod, the chu, known as the chu in the Rayin Chomet in the language of Egypt. And we have the hek, right? The shepherd's, you know, the shepherd's rod. Very interesting. But here we have a hawk, right? Getting to the groundation, because even in ancient Egypt, we have the noun. But Afro-Asiatically, we have to get to the Shemitic to find the verb, the proper verb. This is how we know which linguistic or language, no doubt, probably was the root language for those descendants, according to the scripts of Noah. But here, let's get to the root here, hawk, right? Shepherd, king, shepherd, rulers, shepherd, rulers. The shepherd's rod, that symbol of rulership. Anyway, statutes. Here we have it in the Hebrew, hawk as statute, ordinance, limit, something prescribed, something that's due. Some of the context of a hawk is a prescribed task. A prescribed task. All right? A prescribed task. A prescribed portion. Action that is prescribed, especially in the sense here, of for oneself, resolve, the sense of an action prescribed for oneself brings out the sense of resolve. Prescribed due, that which is due, that is prescribed, that is due. Prescribed limit, a boundary. An enactment, a decree, an ordinance, in the sense of a specific decree, secondarily a law in general. Enactments, statutes, For example, enactments and statutes like conditions, like terms and conditions, enactments, decrees, civil enactments that are prescribed by Elohim. Now, that's the Brown's Drivers Briggs. Strong's definition brings it out right here for the H2706, which is the noun masculine. So we have the noun masculine as hawk and the noun feminine as hukah. Here we're looking at hawk, right? An enactment, hence an appointment. So a hawk, a statute, is an enactment in the sense of an appointment of time. Appointed time, appointment, hawk of space, a hawk, an appointment of quantity or labor or usage. Some of the ways in which this word is brought out in the KJV translation is appointed. In some places, it's translated as appointed. In other places, as bound. In some places of the KJV translation, it's even translated as commandment or convenient or custom or decree or decreed. Or do, or even as law. So hawk, according to the KJV, Latter Day translation, might be even brought out as law. Measure, necessary, ordinance, ordinary, portion, set time, statute, and task. And here's where the confusion line can be imagined, because based on the translator and the translation, we find that the inconsistency of translating certain words creates confusion, right? In trying to understand, well, what's actually consistently being said from the Hebrew scriptures based on the translation. Here's where the proverbial loss in translation can really be best applied. Generally speaking, the KJV, generally speaking, gives a general idea, but from our general 400-plus year history, we can see how that general idea can be misplaced and wrong, especially in the other people's interpretation among the Gentiles. So we're going to just bring that out right there, that it's the inconsistency of translation. Because if you come across one of those places, we saw Torah, right? Torah is often like law, is often translated as Torah, the word Torah as law. So you find that those few places where hawk is the underlying word, you think it's speaking of Torah. And then you might find inconsistencies because you say, well, the law, it says law here, it says law there, so this must be Torah. But you have to go to the source code. And going to the source code, the Masoretic, you'll find whether that translation is consistent. But here we have the H2706. So we started out first with the feminine form of the hawk, right, as hukah. Then we went to right here the masculine form of statute, hawk. But let's also now go to the H2710. Now here we're going to get the verb. So we just touched on two nouns. We have hawk, right, or hek, hawk, right? And then we have hukah, right, hukah. The hawk is the masculine noun, and hukah is the feminine noun. But where's the verb? Here, we got the verb right here. The H2710, we have hakak. Interesting. What does hakak mean? Hakak, the BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs concordance and definition brings it out straight to the point. To cut out, to decree, but to inscribe, to set, to engrave. Right? This is why when we brought out hawk meaning a decree, quote, inscribed, end quote, something that's inscribed. So hakak actually means to hack. And like we can compare with the English, right, and get a good parallel. The word hack, right, in English, right, brings out the Hebrew sense of the hakak, right, or hakek, right, hakek, hakak, to hack out, to inscribe, to engrave, right, to also portray something. But then also this sense of this word, that which is hacked out or engraved, can have another sense from the verb of to govern. But the kal root of hakak, right, the H2710, getting to the root of this sabbatical 33rd degree, the title Shabbat Bechukotai, in my statutes, right, in my engravements, in my inscriptions, So the kal, the verb at the root, means to cut in or on, to cut upon, to engrave, to inscribe, or to hack in, to hack upon, to engrave or to inscribe, to trace, to mark out, to engrave, to inscribe, for example, of a law, a Torah, a law, right, or direction, instruction, right? So we get the inscribe, inscriptions, which then the ancient inscriptions become type of enactments. One who decrees, a lawgiver, well, this is now the sense of one who does this, right? So something decreed, right, which it could be Torah, right? It could be a Torah, direction, instruction, but the key idea here is to hack. So the hawk, right, the statutes, this is why Judaically, right, in Latter-day Judaism, sometimes they explain the hawk as meaning a decree, something inscribed without reason. And they usually add this idea without reason, right, because usually those hukim, those statutes, don't always appear to be as reasonable or logical, something easily to understand, as elsewhere. We can understand the judgments a little better. You know, you stole from somebody, you give it back. And if you lied about it or stole it, you give it back with a fifth. You know what I mean? You know, you have to like pay a fine. So that makes some sense. You know what I mean? You know, or other areas of scripture. But for example, we have the Parah Aduma, the red heifer. You know, when we look at that right there, we say the red heifer. So I sometimes say, well, the red heifer or Hathor. Anyway, there was ancient inscriptions, ancient engravings. I think this really brings out another aspect as we study the primitive roots right here. So hakak, the primitive root word behind the hukotai and the hawk, properly means to hack, that is to engrave, right, to inscribe, right? The laws, right, ancient laws, torot, direction, instructions that were cut in stone or cut in metal tablets in most ancient and primitive times, or in the Kedem, right? When we say the Kedem Hebraically, the first times, the ancient times, the Kedem, right? Generally brought out in the latter sense of the word to prescribe. And here within the translation in HaTorah, the verb often is brought out, the hakak verb root, as a point, decree, the sense of governor, to grave or engrave, a lawgiver, right, a note, portray, a print, set. These are all the ways in which the KJV translation, in translating the Hebrew verb hakak, brings it out as a point in some cases, decree, governor, grave, that is say engrave, lawgiver, note, portray, to print, to set. So a little extra additional detail here on the title, right? Bechukotai, in my statute, right? From an ancient perspective, in my inscriptions, engravings, right? In that which was prescribed, cut into stone or cut into metal in ancient primitive in the Kedem in the first times. Second question here for this Bechukotai, RSS 33. What is the Hebrew word for commandment? And what does it mean, Chaberim? The Hebrew word for commandment is mitzvah, according to the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Asiatic pronunciation. Mitzvah. Modern Hebrew will be said as mitzvah. But mitzvah is from sawah, the root verb sawah. Modern Hebrew, they'll say tzava. This means to instruct or to command. It's an imperative, an instruction, a command. A mitzvah is a divine commandment, an divine commandment. Now, in HaTorah, we have both positive commands and negative commands. And in addition to the positive commands and the negative commands, in HaTorah, we also have positive confessions and negative confessions. And they are far more than the so-called 40 two or so of Nebseni, right? I mean, who knew what Nebseni had really said, because they were actually only discovered by people disturbing Nebseni's grave. That was for him in the afterlife. This was for I and I in the living. Question three, what is the central meaning of Ha-Shema, of the Shema? Shema, hear, O Yisrael. What is the central meaning of the Shema Yisrael? Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So what's the central meaning? Why is it important? The Shema, the hear, Shema, Yisrael, hear, Israel, hear, O Israel. That we, that I and I, should love Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be who he be, he be who he be. As you would say elsewhere, it is what it is. Our power, b'kol lebabeka. That we should love he who be we be our power, b'kol lebabeka. B'kol, by way of all, call all lebabeka, all of thy heart, lebabeka. Right? This is actually speaking like to us as a collective, as a collective man. Right? B'kol lebabeka. Modern Hebrew, they'll say, more or less it will come out as b'chol lebabeka. B'chol lebabeka. In the ancient pointing, b'kol lebabeka, with all our heart. In the Judaic tribe, a yeshiva, a yeshiva student will study Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, the revelation of he who be, we be, 12 hours a day, would pray for 2 hours a day, take care of bodily needs, 2 hours a day, sleep or rest the remaining 8 hours. If he continues on this schedule, he will eventually become a gadol b'torah, gadol, big b'torah, right? Big, or will grow up, become big or great in the Torah, in the directions, instruction. So once again, in the yeshiva, yeshiva come from to yashab. Yashab means to seat up. When I and I are asked, I say, come, make me seat up. It's the formal term for, we say, the school, the yeshiva. Ancient point of yeshiva, modern point of yeshiva. So a yeshiva student like I and I, right, discipleship, right, study Torah 12 hours a day, pray for 2 hours a day, take care of bodily needs for 2 hours a day, sleep, rest for the remaining 8 hours. Continuing in this schedule, one can eventually become gadol b'torah, can truly be big or great in the direction, instruction, and knowing that revelation of he who be who he be. Question four, what does it mean to walk? Because if you walk, right, if you walk, if you trod, what does it mean to walk or to trod or to yad in Yahweh's statutes and to guard his commandments? What does it mean, Chaberim? According to the Judaic trod, this means working very hard to study Torah, working very hard to study Torah, what's known as the Emelim Ba-Torah. We should study Ha-Torah and the scriptures, as the scriptures, as Ha-Torah says, quote, with all our heart and might, with that singleness, right, that singularity, right, that focus, with all our heart, heartical, and might. Question five. According to John people, the Judaic tribe, how many berkot, what's called blessings, prosperity, increases, does one get if they study Torah? How many berkot, right, prosperings, increase, I find increase, does one get if they study Torah? 22, it's said to be 22 berkot. 22, it's called 22 blessings, 22 prosperities increase, right? 22 berkot from Ha'aleph to Hatal. That's to say from the Alpha to Omega, or Hebraically, from Aleph, Ha'aleph to Hatal, to Hatalway. The first and the last letters of the blessing, right, or the Baraka section of this portion. So here in this portion here, the 33rd degree, the Hukotai, there's a section that's known as the Baraka, the blessing, the increased prosperity section of this Torah reading and feeding. So the answer is 22 Berkot, from Aleph to Tau, from Alpha to Tau, right, from the A to T, from beginning to end completely. Question six, what is customary to do before and after reading your book of Torah? What is customary? It is customary from ancient times, even to modern times, to kiss the book, right, to show your love for John's truth, right, to kiss the book, to kiss the scroll. Interesting that in the scripture says that, and he will kiss the lips of he who gives the right answer. Interesting. Question seven, what does Torah lishma, what does Torah lishma mean? Torah study, right, for the sake of Shamayim. Torah study for the sake of heaven, that is to say, Torah, John's direction, instruction, study for its own sake. Torah lishma. The sages, the ancients, they maintained that the entire world, all creation, iration, entire world is dependent on the study of HaTorah. Now, this Hebraically is known as Talmud Torah. Now, here we're going to have to just pause here, because once you say Talmud, ones who, are halfway along the level of learning, those things are true, but exaggerating the little that they know. So once we hear about Talmud, Talmud is a Hebrew operative word. It's an operative word, right, from Lamad. Lamad, like the letter L in Hebrew is Lamad or Lamed, right, which means to accustom, right? We even have this in the Afro-Semitic, in the Ethiopic, and the Amharic, Telemedet, to become accustomed. So like we said, the yeshiva study, as one study, they become accustomed. And this is how we learn. Practice, they say, makes perfect, they say. And it's true in Yahweh. So the Talmud Torah, Talmud means the study or the teaching. The word Talmud is the operative word. There's all kind of teaching out there. This is why I and we, called Chosen and Faithful, Rastafari said, give us the teaching of His Majesty. So the study of Torah, the study of the glory of His Majesty, the B-I-B-L-E, specifically here, the study of Torah, and the love of Torah for its own sake. This is what Torah Lishma means. Question eight, list some of the Berkot, what's called the blessings, the prosperities, the increase, Jah's gift that Jah promises, his yea and his amen, if we learn, limud, right, Torah, and keep his mitzvot, keep his imperatives, keep his commandments. So let's name some of the berkot, the prosperity, the blessings, right? They say blessings, but we try to bring out the real meaning, that increase, that sense of increase. It's peace. One is shalom and prosperity, bountiful crops, security, for surety, guidance, protection from I enemies, fruitful family, life and liberty. And best of all, right, best of all, we are promised Jehovah's presence, his face, his perception will dwell amongst us, amongst I, and in I, the fulfillment of that name, the Immanuel, Immanu with us, El, Hayel, Hayel, the power of the Almighty is with I and we, Rastafari. Yes, I, praise be the Majesty. Here, question nine, basic question. What are some of the consequences? You say the curses, consequences that we will face if we neglect to learn John's direction, instruction, we neglect to learn Torah. What are some of the consequences? Well, there's various forms of distress, stress and distress, and trials and tribulations, including plagues, enemy sieges, national exile. Note that Bitul Torah. What is the word? What does Bitul Torah mean? It means neglect of John's direction instruction, neglect of Torah, neglect of his self-revelation. This is considered the first step away from Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the Almighty himself. Question 10. According to Ha'Torah, John's direction instruction, what is the reason? What is the reason? Come, make a reason. But what is the reason that the land may not produce a good harvest? In other words, what is the reason, say, almost for famine or drought or shortages? What is the reason, right, that the land may not produce a good harvest? Question 10 right here. Because the people are not listening to him, to Elohim, or obeying his truth, right? They're obeying their truth and this one truth and that one truth, you know, going this way and that way, but not going Yahweh. This reminds me right here of this psalm right here. Is this the part right here? Let's see, is this it?
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Okay, no. It was from the other part, the first part of Psalm 68, where it says about dwelling in a dry land, the rebellious. The rebellious will dwell in a dry land. Psalm 68. Question 11. What was one of the main reasons Elohim, the power, gave for the Babylonian exile? What is one of the reasons that Hashem, Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, blessed be Hashem, Yahweh, gave for the Babylonian exile? The failure to observe the sabbatical year, the Shemitah, the failure to allow she to have her rest, the land to rest, the land to enjoy her Shabbat. This is one of the main reasons that Jah gave for the Babylonian exile. And we're speaking about the Babylonian exile of the southern kingdom, of the Yehudim, of the Judahites, even we, the black Jews, of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Question 12. Why, Lama, why is the commandment of offering tithes, a tenth, given right after the threat of punishment? Why is the imperative, the command, the mitzvah of offering the tithes given right after the threat of the punishment, the tokacha? Because of tzedakah. Tzedakah is often translated and brought out as charity, right? And charity in the sense of righteous giving. But we have tzedek, as in Melchizedek, we have righteousness. So the word for charity, tzedakah, comes in the Hebrew, comes from the same word for righteousness, like righteousness and just, like it would say just, like just, righteous, tzedek. Right here we have tzedakah. So to the question once again, why was the command of offering tithes given right after the threat of punishment? Because tzedakah, charity, righteous giving, it saves, it delivers, it saves. Tzedakah, charity, righteous giving, it saves from death and punishment. Reference, scripts, Proverbs, the Mashal, right, of Shlomo, right, the Proverbs of Solomon, 10 and 2 and 11 and 4. 10 and 2 and 11 and 4. All right, try it with me right here. Let's go to 10 and 2, right, 10 and 2, so we can at least hear it. And it says, Jah has spoken once, this I've heard twice. That means we put it to our memory, right? Yes, I remember the way of Jah, His Majesty. So 10 and 10 and 2, all right, the section here that speaks on the folly of ratchetness and the wisdom of righteousness, right, the wisdom of righteousness. Verse 2, it says, treasures of wickedness, of ratchetness, profit nothing, no saying, but righteousness delivereth from death. But righteousness delivered from death. Now, I'm looking at the English here, but no doubt in the Hebrew, it's referring to tzedakah. So tzedakah, you know, is charity, right? And the charity, the word for charity in Hebrew connects with righteousness. 11 and 4 says, riches profit not. Riches. Rich. Okay. Well, rich. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness, tzedakah, delivereth from death. So here, once again, the reason why the command of offering the tithe, the tenth, was given right after the threat of punishment is because tzedakah, charity, righteous giving, it saves from death and punishment. Proverbs 2 references, Proverbs 10 and 2, the wisdom book, Proverbs 10 and 2, and Proverbs 11 and 4. A couple more questions, Q&A right here. Question 13. Even when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, are in exile, are falasha, as we are falashas over here in the West, we the Beta Israel over here in the West, right? But when the Israelites are in exile for their sins, for their fukaries, their ukaries, their fornication under the crown of the king, for their fucks, the ukaries, falling short, missing the mark. What does Yahweh, what does Jehovah promise them? He promises his yea and his amen is to protect them, guide them and protect them, and to always give them an opportunity to turn back, to turn away from their stray way and to turn to Yahweh, his way, truth, and life, to turn back to him, to turn back to Elohim, the true good, the true God, our power. Question 14. Can I list the names, the Shemot, the names of all 10 portions? We have 10 portions here in this third book in the heart of HaTorah, right, the book of Leviticus. Can we name the 10, right, portions, the names of the 10 portions? The 10 portions here. In the third book of Moshe, Vayikra, Tzau, Shemini, Tazriya, Mitzvorah, Acharimot, Kedoshim, Emor, Behar, Bechukotai. Again, Vayikra. And he called Tzau, command, Shemini, ace, Tazriya, she conceived, Mitzvorah, skin disease, Acharimot, after death, Kedoshim, holy one, set apart one, Amor, say, Behar, on mount, Bechukotai, in my statutes. What do we customarily say, Chabarim, when we complete a book of HaTorah? What do we customarily say? We say, Chazak, Wenita Chazik, which can be translated and brought out as, Be strong, Chazak, and may we be strengthened. We nita hazek, may we be strengthened. Also, we nita hazek, seeing that it is the hita pa'el sense, it's a reflexive sense, so it can be, may we be strengthened, but bring it out in the hita pa'el sense of the Hebrew verb, may we encourage, may we strengthen one another, the sense of it. In the proper understanding of the grammar, the Hebraic grammar, may we strengthen one another. May we encourage one another. Chazak, we nita chazek. Be strong. May I and I be strengthened. May I and I encourage one another. Encourage one another to be strong. Be strong. Chabarim.
The God and is a rebel among men, he did not like the name.
Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord. The Lord. The Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopians. Right here. We have Psalm 126.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion,
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 we were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, 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 great things. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with 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 sheaves.
Here today's daily psalm 126. Let's get a quick overview. We're going to write off the Royal Amharic and also the Hebrew Shelukul of the Midrash, the study. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 126, here in the season, here reason for the season, even in this season right here, we have Psalm 126. So the theme of the psalm, right, it's also one of the ascension psalms. This is pointed out as well. Right, there are 15 psalms of ascension. These psalms of ascent are thought, and it makes sense according to I and I study and study of some other studiers and scholars, that these psalms was recited during the pilgrimage time, when ascending up to Zion and Sion and to Yerushalayim while ascending. So we have 15 psalms, namely Psalms 120 to Psalm 134. Are known as a group of psalms, the ascension psalms, or the Shir HaMa'ilot, Shir HaMa'alot, Shir HaMa'ilot psalms. So here we have Mizmor Kof Kaf Wawe, Kof Kaf Waw, modern Hebrew, Kof Kaf Vav, right? But here we have Psalm CXXVI. And this psalm is called themed as a disappointed hope, a disappointed expectation. There's a feeling or perception of a feeling of disillusionment that underlies this pathos or pathetic psalm, this psalm of some suffering. Pathos, pathology, pathetic means like suffering from the root pathos. Interesting, the word actually connects a lot with the pascha in the Koine Greek with like Passover, that kind of sense of kind of a suffering, right? But anyway, here we have the glorious expectations, hopes and expectations that was aroused by the edict of the Persian king, the Persian king, Koresh, known as Cyrus in history, are compared with the meagerness, or should I say the edict of one who is the only Gentile, non-Israel, we could say Messiah, named Koresh. He is called, Jehovah names him as his Messiah, the only Gentile to get that honor. So there was a glorious expectation. So now you can maybe get to understand why, since he was named by name by, I think it was Yeshayahu, by the prophet, even before his time, there was glorious expectation that was aroused when finally, right, this one that was prophesied by the Hebrew prophets, Koresh, Cyrus, gave that decree, that edict, right, to return after 70 years, right, a period of 70 years, speaking about the Yehudim, speaking about the Ayhud, the Yehudim, the Jews, or the southern kingdom, right? Here, this is compared with a meagerness of what had so far been achieved. So they had high hopes. What? You mean after 70 years? We know that our 10 tribes, northern Israel kingdom, never returned. But they were able, the Judahites were able to return, those who were willing, after 70 years. And this is what our own Hebrew prophets prophesied by the word of Yahweh. And then to see the meagerness of what had been achieved. I liken this to Shashamani or the land grant, you know. Just take note. And the comparison, it inspires a petition that the right now to come future, that the futures would be blessed, would be prospered with prosperity, would be blessed, would be increased with prosperity. So this is the general overview right here of today's daily psalm, according to royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after order of Melchizedek. Let's just write up right here. I'm going to pick over the royal Amharic first and foremostly. A little word right here from the Royal Amharic. It's a short psalm. It's little, but it's talawa, tinishkin, tilikno, small, but very important, very big. So here. Was it multiple, but parvim? Okay, that's another expression, can't remember. But you get the idea, brothers and sisters. Here. Let us hear this right here. We've heard the English, right? We heard the English right there, the basic KJV. The only problem with the basic KJV, you know, readings of it. And brothers and sisters, if ones want to contribute like a reading, a chanting of the psalm, please include the superscription, that little small type. Like when it says a song of ascents, it should have that right there, because that puts the whole psalm into its proper context, as we have the ascension psalms here. So when going, you know, going to Jerusalem, almost like repatriating, right, or returning. When doing that aliyah, the aliyah means going up, right, the shir ha ma'illot, right, the shir ha ma'illot, right, the songs le ma'allot of the ascension, of going higher and higher, right, correspond to the 15, right, these 15 psalms were said to be chanted during the three times in the year, the feasts and the festivals, while making that tribe, while going up, right? And this idea to go up, right? The ma'ala, the Allah, ma'alot, the going up. This verb is used of the return from Babylon. In Ezra, in Ezra chapter 7, verse 9, the same verb that is the title of these 15 Psalms. And the suggestion, therefore, has been made that the 15 Psalms were composed for that happy event, at that event horizon, horizon, and sung by the homecomers as they approach Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. Now, some say against that particular hypothesis, right? Others say, well, the fact that Psalms 122 and Psalm 134, they speak of the house of Jehovah as in existence and functioning, right? So there remains the explanation now usually adopted, which is based on like the common use of to go up. In fact, that should be the term when we talk about repatriation, migration, you know, we should use that term to go up, because even going up to the southern kingdom, which is Judah land, Tobia, Ethiopia, it's a mountain, it's a highland, it's a height, right? It's ascending as the mountains round about Jerusalem. The pilgrimage to Jerusalem on the three festivals of the year, the three festivals. So we already had the first, the Passover, right? The first, we could say three feasts of Jehovah, namely Passover, the days of unleavened bread, and then from the Korim, which begins at count here as we're still in the count. So right here at the fourth day, right, of this Shavua, right, added to the 28 days of the four previous, right, Sabbath, we've counted complete. That would bring us right here to the 32nd, we're correct with our math, 4 and 28, yeah, the 32nd, right, of those 49 plus 1 days that we're commanded to count before we then go to the second time. Harvest Shavuot, what's known in the New Testament as Pentecost, the 50th day, is the second of the three times. And then remains the seventh month, the seventh moon, for the last of the three feasts and festivals. So these psalms here have a connection as the pilgrims trod, as we trod, as we ascend Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the first stop. When we trod into Jerusalem, first stop is Mount Zion. And then we trod a little more going up, and then we reach Jerusalem. These songs were on their lips. This is borne out by some passages in the Psalms themselves. As we check the passages in the Psalms themselves, and we're getting a little bit more of this, my brothers and sisters, just want to share that there's an importance even in the different Psalms, the titles, right, as well as their usages. So we have the Song of Ascent, the Shir HaMa'elot, and here for 126, 126 is the first one here that we touch on here in this season, right here, here, here. Let's share this right here before we go on into the Royal Amharic right here. A little bit of the Hebrew, a little bit of the English, and then we'll get more into the Negusa Neges, the Amharic. Nati Dredlan, the Amharic. So right here, here, here. Let's see, what is that tune? Okay, till some more, till some more.
Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Shir HaMa'elot. Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shibata Zion. Hayinu Kecholmin. אז ימלא שהוקה פינו, ולשוננו רין, אז יאמרו הבגויים, הגדיל יהוה לעשות עם אלה, הגדיל יהוה לעשות עמן, היינו שמחים, שובה יהוה את שבותינו, כאפקים בנגב, הזורעים בדמעה. Rina yitzoru, haloka yelek, ubako nose mesheka hazara, bo ya bo, rina nose el mutai.
Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, 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 captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, 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 great things. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, with 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 sheaves.
Mizmor kuf kaf vav shir hamma'alot. Veshuv Adonai et shivat Zion, hayinu kecholemim. אז ימלא שחוק פינו ולשוננו רינה, אז יאמרו בגויים, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עם אלה, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עמנו, היינו שמחים. שובה אדוני את שביתנו, כאפיקים בנגב, אז זורעים בדמעה ורינה יקצורו, הלוך ילך ובכו, נושא משך הזרע, בו יבוא ורינה, נושא אלומותה, 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 אלומותה,
אלומותה. Yes, 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 can we get the next verse right here in the Amharic Brana?
Legashun, agarashu, memelech, memelegashun, legashme, Ethiopia menash, you know? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Huh?
But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Today's daily song, next verse, Royal Amharic. Yes, I holding, 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 holding firm. Yes, sir.
Mazmur 125, Bekenneth 126, Yema'ereg Mazmur. Mazmur 125, Bekenneth 126, Yema'ereg Mazmur. እግዚአብሔር የጽዮንን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ እጅግ ደስተኞች ሆነን በዚያን ጊዜ አፋችን ደስታን አንደበታችንም ሐሴትን ሞላ በዚያን ጊዜ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነገርን አደረገላቸው ተባለ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነገርን አደረገልን ደስም አለን አቤቱ በደቡብ እንዳሉ ፈታሾች ምርኳችንን መልስ በለቅሶ የሚዘሩ በደስታ ይለቅማሉ በሄዱ ጊዜ ዘራቸውን ተሸክመው እያለቀሱ ተሰማሩ በተመለሱ ጊዜ ግን ነዷቸውን ተሸክመው ደስ እያላቸው ይመጣሉ
Psalm 127 When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion
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 We were like them that dreamed Dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, 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 great things. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with sheaves with sheaves with sheaves with sheaves with sheaves with sheaves.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. So here, today's daily psalm right here, the Royal Amharic. Let's go through it verse by verse right here. And let's see this audio right here. Let's just bring out the title. We mentioned it in the audio, A Psalm of Return Exiles. Call this a Falasha Amhara Kins, right here. Samar.
Kalanta Tainayas Taling, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Garmawi Kanamawi Chalasalase, Hag Hadosh, Baruch Baruch Hashem, we have Mezmor Meto Haya Sadist, Psalm 126. As we had mentioned in the Hebrew and the Sefer Tehillim groundation, today's daily psalm often themed as a disappointed hope, but yet it is a psalm concerning repatriation. It's a psalm concerning the return from Babylon and the captivity, the turning, how John has turned the turning of Sion, today's daily psalm right here. So we have the theme of a disappointed hope. Now, it's interesting, and I have to heal up I and I fellows, Brother Yasin was reasoning on that, and even looking at, you know, where the once lost now found are right here, in tune with the history, concerning even the Shashamani land grant, and, you know, these things and those things, but here, today's daily psalm is a thanksgiving for return from captivity. So we're going to write up the Royal Amharic and compare and contrast right here with the KJV English. So from the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Weep not, behold. So here we have Yesedet Te Melashoch Mezmor. Yesedet Te Melashoch, Temelashoch, those the return of the captivity. So here's some of the Falasha, even we of this north country, the once lost now found, the black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, right? A psalm, a chant, an intonation here. Thanksgiving for return from captivity. And here in the beginning of this 400 year, 2019, it's just very interesting just to note that for the record. But then there's also the sense in today's daily psalm of a disappointed hope, a feeling of disillusionment that underlies what some regard as a pathetic psalm, in that sense, a psalm of some suffering. I and I the sufferer, I and I the wailer. The glorious expectations arouse, historically speaking, for we the black Jews by the edict of Koresh or Cyrus, are compared to and with the meagerness of what had so far been achieved. We look at Shashamani. We look at where we're at now and from then and what has gone on, the ups and downs, the follies, the underground. And the comparison, it inspires a petition, an abetuta, a petition, a sha'al in the Hebrew. A petition is an ask. It inspires an ask, a petition that the immediate future would be blessed with prosperity. So here we have in today's daily psalm, Mezmor Meto Haya Sidist, the Mezmore Dawit, in the Psalms of David, the Psalter, in the Psalter, today's daily psalm. So the superscription first, Ye Ma'arig Mezmor, song of degrees, a song of ascents. And just to make a note right here for the fellow Chabarim, Ami, my people, my brothers, the Talmudim, the Dekamez Amorit, fellow disciples, we have from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, the Aliyah. Aliyah, the Aliyah in the Hebrew, right, is the Ma'arig, 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 the ascension. So here we have an ascension psalm, Yeh Ma'arig Mezmor. So here, Psalm 126 is also a song of ascension, of going up, of the pilgrimage psalm, also the returning to the land. So going to the land, the promised land, is even that aliyah, that going up, right? Ma'arig. So we have, yeah, Ma'arig Mezmor, a song of degrees, a song of ascents. So make I and I begin. Besama'ab, wa'welid, wa'menfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak, and jemral. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, we begin. Guter ant. When the Lord, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Verse 2. Bezian gize afachin de satan. Bezian gize afachin de satan. And the betach nema hasetina mola. Bezian gize ahazav zenek. Ziavia talak negrina de regalacho tabale. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Bezian gize afachin. Afachin desatan. Destan. Then was our mouth filled with happiness. And our tongue was singing under the touch nema hasetin mola hashet hashet hasetin hasetin mola. Then said they among the heathen, among the nations, vizian gizeh ba'ahzab zen ba'ahzab, among the different hisboch peoples. Then they said egziari her talak negrina der regalacho tabale. Then they said to Vale, Exiavi her talak negrina de regalacho, that the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, have done great things for them. Kuter source, verse 3. Exiavi her talak negrina de reglin decimale. Exiavi her, the Lord, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, Exiavi her, have done great things for us, for I and I. Exiavi her talak negrina de reglin. Whereof we are glad. Desim alen. Desim alen. We are des. Happy, happy, happy. Glad. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Avetu. Bedebu bendalu afesashoch. Merkoach nina melis. Turn again our captivity, O Lord. Avetu. Thy father's father, O father of the bait, the house. Bedebu bendalu afesashoch. Merkoach nina melis. As the streams. As the streams in the south, bedebub, bedebub, and dalu fasashoch merkoachnin melis uter amis. Verse 5. Belikso yemizarua bedeseta yilek malu. They that sow in tears, belikso yemizaru, shall reap in joy, bedeseta yilek malu. Kuter sadist. Verse 6. Behedu gize zarachowina teshekumowa iyalekasua tesamaru. Betemelesu gize gina nedoachowina teshekumo desiyalacho yimetalu. He that goeth forth and weepeth, he that goeth forth and weepeth, behedu gize in their goings, zarachowin teshekumo iyalekasu tesamaru, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, betemelesu gizegin, with rejoicing bringing his sheaves with him. Nedoachowin teshekmo desiyalacho yimetal.
Yes, yes, yes. Look, batalo. I hear. May the speaker Abraham Chevodet, today's daily song.
مزمور متو هاي عمس بك النف متو هاي سنس يما أرق مزمور
Acapella. Acapella. Yes, I.
مزمور متو هاي أمست بك أنف متو هاي سدس يما أرق مزمور أجزياب هيريت يونن مركوب ملا سجزي اججي دستن يوچونن بزيان جزي أفاتشين دستان عند بتاتشنم حسيتن مولا بزيان جزي بهزاب زند أجزياب هير تالاك نگرن عدر رقل لات شو تبالا أجزياب هير تالاك نگرن عدر رقل دستن مالن አቤቱ በደቡብ እንዳሉ ፈሳሾች ምርኳችንን መልስ በለቅሶ የሚዘሩ በደስታ ይለቅማሉ በሄዱ ጊዜ ዘራቸውን ተሸክመው እያለቀሱ ተሰማሩ በተመለሱ ጊዜ ግን ነዶአቸውን ተሸክመው ደስ እያላቸው ይመጣሉ
አሜን 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 yes I so here let's go to the Hebrew verse by verse here I go to the Hebrew here today, the daily psalm, the basic Aleph Beit, gives thanks to the Kalanji judgment God, yes I, Rastafari style. Again.
Abba Gada,
Awa Zacha,
Taya Kaya Mana Sai Patala, Warasha, Ta.
Vav, Mizmor Kof, Kaf, Wow. Psalm 126, Psalm CXXVI. Mizmor Kof, Kaf, Wow. Shir Hama'ilot. Beshuv Yahowah Eta Shibata Zion. Hayinu K'cholmim. Shir Hama'ilot. Shir Hama'alot. A song of ascent, a song of degrees. Shir, a song. Hama'ilot. Of goings up, hama'alot, shir hama'alot, v'shuv, Yahuwah, eta shibata tzion, when Yahuwah, he who be, we be, when Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, v'shuv, Yahuwah, eta shibat tzion, hayinu, we were, we became, hayinu, k'cholmim, we became like dreamers, We became like to them that dream. Hayinu k'cholmim. B'shuv Yehovah eta shibata tzion. Hayinu k'cholmim. Az yimale sechok apinu u'lishonenu rinna. Az yomru vagoyim. Hikadil Yehovah la'esota b'imele. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, Yahuwah, Jehovah have done great things with these. Az yimale sechok apinu, as then, yimale, being filled, sechok laughter, pinu, our mouth. Az yimale sechok apinu, u'lishonenu rinna, and our tongue, u'lishonenu rinna. With singing, u'lishonenu rin, az yomru bagoyim, then as said they, yomru among the nations bagoyim, among the Gentiles, the nations, the nationalities, as yomru bagoyim, higadili Yahuwah la'esot ayim eile, Yahuwah hath done great things with these, higadil. Higadil, great. Yehovah, he who be, we be. La is sought to do, la is sought in with ale, with these. Im ale. Higadil, Yehovah, la is sought im ale. Higadil, Yehovah, la is sought imanu. Hayinu, simachim. Yehovah, Jehovah have done great things with us. We are rejoiced. Higadili wa la sot imanu. Higadil great. Higadil great. Yahweh he who be we be. La sot to do imanu with us. Higadili Yahweh la sota imanu. Hayinu. We being, we becoming. Hayinu. Simachim. Hayinu simachim. Joyful ones, rejoices, simachim. Shuba, Yahuwah, eta shibuteinu, ka efikim, ba negev. Turn our captivity, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land, as the streams in the Negev in the south. Shuba, Shuba, turn, Yehovah, Shuba, Yehovah, turn, O Jehovah, et shibuteinu, turn our turning, turn, restore our fortunes, to say, turn our captivity, that is the ketib, what is written, et shibuteinu, turn our captive ones, turn our captivity, the Ketiv and the Kare, Shuba, Yahuwah, et Shibuteinu. Shuba, Yahuwah, et Shibiteinu. Ka as Ifikim, the streams, Banegeb, in the Negev, in the south. Ha Zoraima, Bidimaah, Birina, Yikazor. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Ha Zoraim. Sowers, ha zorim, the sowers, bidima, in tears, ha zorim, bidima, birina ikasoru, birina in joy, in singing, in joy, rejoicing tones, birina ikasoru, they shall reap. Haloka yeleka ua bako nose mesheka ha zara bo yabo berina nosea elumutayo. Though he goeth on his way weeping that beareth the measure of seed, he shall come home with joy bearing his sheaves. Halok yelek, his going, halok. Yelek is going, and I send haloka yeleka u bako, and weeping, nose, carrying, bearing, mesheka ha zara, the measure of seed, mesheka ha zara, bo, the first part, halok yelek, trotting his trod, halok yelek, though he goeth on his way, halok yelek, going, his going, in that sense of trotting his trod, halok yelek, u bako, and weeping, no say, lifting, bearing, no say, mesheka hazara, the measure of sea, bo ya bo, the sense of go, his going, in the sense of he shall come home, go, his going, berina, with joy and singing, ringing, singing tones, no say, bearing, carrying, lifting up, no say, bearing, elumotayo, bearing his sheaves, mizmor kof kaf wow, shir hama elot. Beshuv Yahuwah eta shibata tzion. Hayinu kecholmim. Az yimale sehok apinu. U lishonenu rina. Az yomru bagoyim. Higadili Yahuwah la esota im ele. Higadili Yahuwah la esot imanu. Hayinu asimachim. Shuba Yahuwah eta shibutenu. Shuba Yahuwah eta shibitenu. Kalfikima banegev. Ha zoraima bidima, bidrina yikasoru. Ha loka yeleka ubako, no se mesheka hazara. Boya boa bidrina, no se elumotayo.
for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this stammering to this place.
Mizmor kuf kaf vav shir hamma'alot. Veshuv Adonai et shivat Zion hayinu keholemim. Az yimmale sechok pinu ulshonenu rinna. Az yomeru vagoyim. Higdil Adonai la'asot im elle. Higdil Adonai la'asot immanu hayinu semechim. Shuva Adonai et shevitenu. כאפיקים בנגב, הזורעים בדמעה ורינה יקצורו, הלוך ילך ובכו נושא משך הזרע, בו יבוא ורינה נושא אלומותיו.
Yes, 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 a disappointed hope, disappointed expectations. So here, today's daily psalm right here, here. It's interesting because the psalm 126, we have 126 psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow here. And the content of the psalm actually is speaking of the reason for the season right here. So it's interesting when we look at the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the psalms and the season, the Torah reading and feedings and how they line up. Look at verse 5, they that sow in tears, sowing, right, and reaping in joy. Last two verses, though he goeth on his way weeping, that beareth or carrieth that measure of seed. Now, that's a little different than the KJV. Let's just bring this out right here. And this is why that clip, what's that audio clip from the Sirach, I think this is the Kalungi. We have him on the top of the clip, and then we come in with the Hebrew right there. It's about learning Hebrew. Let's just play that right here. And it points to a very important point right here. Here we go right here. Let's just share this. And also, once someone's listening in the blog talk, we got like three minutes, call in. One can call in 515-602-9761. 515-602-9761, or one can also go to the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. So right here.
Left up to left of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language.
Trying your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the
Lord. Selassie is a master, yeah, Father.
Yes. So here. So looking at the last couple of verses, it brings us to reminds I and I in this time right here that we're counting the Omer, counting the Omer, counting the growth. They that sow in tears, sowing in tears, and the reaping in joy. Some important principles right here. And so we have the metaphor changing to life on the land. So we have coming out of captivity in the first part, earlier part of today's psalm, ascension psalm, a psalm, really we call it like a repatriation or pilgrim, like a pilgrim psalm, a going up psalm. When Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion. Interesting, the Hebrew sense, we're trying to bring that out when we come to verse by verse. The Hebrew sense of the word is almost like turn the turning. Like when he turns their returning, right? It's an intensity, right? We were like those who dream, right? Then moving forward, right? Turning I and I captivity from captivity to freeness. Then it speaks about the streams in a dry land, right? We get the streams in the dry land also brought out the streams of the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Though he goeth on his way weeping, that beareth a measure of seed. Now, whether we have time and opportunity here, I think in the season, if we recall correctly, we have another psalm, Psalm 120. Let me just check the schedule right here, Davidic Worship, the Daily Psalms. You can find it at the website, ljs.org. Just looking at the Daily Psalms here and seeing when does Psalm 120, no 120, no doubt is coming forward soon in the season. Don't see it on this side of the ledger. But Psalm 120, there's a connection with a place called Meshech. And in this translation here from the Hebrew, it says, though he goeth on his way, verse 6, though he goeth on his way weeping, that beareth the measure. We have the idea of the measure of seed. Here we have in the KJV, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. So here we have Ubako, he wept. Ubako and he weeping. Ubako, no se, carrying, no se, right, no se, meshek, measure of seed, meshek, ha zara, the seed. We're speaking about the seed also previous on the previous podcast here in this sabbatical, the Tuesday podcast, speaking the word is a seed. So we can look at the harvest in the Brit Chadasha, in the new covenant sense, that seed, the seed being the word. He shall come home with joy, bearing his sheaves. So here in the KJV, it says, shall doubtless come again. The word doubtless is not there. The word doubtless is not there. The phrase here in the Hebrew is bo, going, right? That sense going, yabo, right? Going and going, like tried and going and going, right? He comes home, right? Berina. Actually, look at the Hebrew here. The Hebrew here really, berina, going and going in kind of a singing. Rina is like enjoy, going and going, right? Enjoy with cries of joy. So the metaphor right here, it changes from the captivity aspect, right? From being captivity, how you turned the turning of Zion. He changed her circumstances. Speaking of Zion, right? Speaking of the mother, Yerushalayim, Zion. He changed her circumstances by turning her turning, restoring her baraka, right? The blessedness, right? And then for I and I, we witnessing these things, but then there is returning to the land. The metaphor changes from the captivity to life on the land. The peasant, right, the farmer, the peasant, the people of the land, the peasant sows his seed with tears of anxiety. Because think about it. Right now, well, if we got money, we just go to the store. We can just get whatever we want, right? You know, because, you know, if you got it and they got the product, then you can buy it, right? You know, you got flowers, you got weed, you got this, you got that. But now when we're actually in the land and you plant that seed in the land, you do all that you need to do, but also the nature, right? The nature, right? It said the Most High of Elohim, the natures, the nature, the elementals have to cooperate. So there's some anxiety, right, when you plant that seed. In fact, I think that real farmers probably are those who have a whole lot of faith. You know, can put a seed in the ground, you water it, you can water and water it, but you still need, you know, heaven and nature's blessing, right? So there's that anxiety in sowing, right? As His Majesty, we heard Gurmali Ngusinagesh, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, says that, he said that sometimes the seed doesn't always bear the desired fruit. Ain't that the truth? But the peasant sows his seed with tears and anxiety. But when the time, the Iowa of reaping comes, the tears, they give place to joyful singing. So here in the time, the season here of counting the Omer, right, checking I&I, iritical spiritual growth right here. Like to zoom in on the first verse, if we may, right here. Zoom in on this first verse and some of the key, you know, as you see that the Hebrew sometimes translates, some things get a little lost in translation. Let's see if we can zoom in on what may have been lost KJV-wise. So right here, this is the Shabbat Cholamim. Verse 1.
Shalom, Chabarim. So here a few highlights of today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Kaf. Wow. Psalm 126. Psalm CXXVI. So we have the opening. It's a song of degrees, a song of ascents, or a song of goings up. It's a sheer song. Sheer song. Mizmor is a chant, an intonation, a chant. We say eyes is here. We have a song. Sheer Hamailot. Ha-ma-illot, ha-the-ma-illot, or ma-alot, as some would say, pointed as ha-ma-illot, 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 that ma-alot, the aliyah, the going up. So this is a song of degrees, and here we have the overview. Today's psalm recalls and recalling the joy of past deliverance, iliverance, and ha-els, the true good, the true gods, Jah's covenant community ask and asking for a fresh display of Jah's power, and confidently, infinitely, godfidently, so to speak, anticipating thee and I sorrow, the sorrow being transformed into joy. So today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, recalls the joy of past deliverance, and here Jah's covenant, the covenant community, is asking for a fresh display of Jah's power, and confidently, infinitely, confidently anticipating that there and I sorrow be transformed and is being transformed into joy. Overview of today's psalm. Now, some theme today's psalm is more Kof Kaf Wow, or some will say Kof Kaf Vav. Psalm 126, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, as a disappointed hope, a feeling of disillusionment. Some say underlies this pathetic psalm. Some say it's there's a pathos, there's suffering, there's sorrow, pathology, the pathology of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. The glorious expectations aroused by the verdict of Koresh Hebraically is Cyrus, are compared with the meagerness of what had so far been reached. Now, the historical point of view of Cyrus and Darius and Koresh and Cyrus. Cyrus is the one who gave the Yehudi, the Jews, the black Jews of Persia, the right to that community, the right to return after the 70 years. The 70 years of the southern kingdom. The southern kingdom, Yehuda, right, the last of the Jedi, the Judahites, as Yisrael, the northern 10 tribes, were taken into captivity by Assyria. Then later on, we have the southern kingdom, the Judahite, the Yehudi kingdom, going into captivity in Babylon. And after 70 years, Koresh, Cyrus, he grants an edict of a right of return, the right of return. So we get the Ezra, the time period of Ezra in the scriptures, Ezra and Nehemiah, Ezra and Nehemiah. So this is what this psalm here, it speaks to as well. And the comparison inspires here a petition that the immediate future would be blessed with prosperity. So getting a context, right, so we'll know what the
Isis. The chant is for Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, Psalm CXXVI, Song of Ascents. It's a Shir Hama'illot, Hama'illot, Song of the Goings Up, Hama'illot, of the Aliyahs, as Ma'illot, Ma'allot is a plural word, the Goings Up, speaking of the Pilgrim Festival, but also speaking of the Aliyah, the returning out of exile. The Aliyah is also the returning out of exile and the going up to the Promised Land, to the Holy Land. So, Shir Hama'illot. So, here, let's touch on the first verse right here, the Aleph verse. In the Hebrew, the title, A Song of Degrees, A Song of Ascents, is part of the Aleph, the first verse. Now, in the KJV, it reads, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. So here, the first verse in the KJV, King James Wise, A Song of Degrees, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Be'evrayist in the Hebrew, be'brit, we have be'shub Yehovah et shibat Zion, hayinu k'cholmim. So here, Hebraically translated, when he who be who he be, Yehovah, brought back those that return to Zion. B'shub Yehovah et Shivat Zion. Et Shivat. Shivat, some would enunciate it as Shivat. Shivat. B'shub Adonai et Shivat Zion. In the modern Hebrew, but here, Masoretically, according to the scripts, B'shub Yehovah et Shivat Zion. B'shub. B'shub. In returning, in turning, in returning, he who be who he be, et Shibat, the captivity. Here we have Shibat, brought out in the KJV as captivity. Hebraically, when he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, brought back, or returned, brought back, returned, Bishub Yehovah, Bishub Yehovah, those that returned, et Shibat, Sion, those that return to Zion. So here from this one opening verse, the first part of the verse, we have two translations. The KJV says, when Yahuwah Jehovah turned again the captivity of Zion. Here we have when Yahuwah, when Jehovah brought back those that returned to Sion. So now the precise significance of the title is important. The title is A Song of Degrees, A Song of Ascents, A Song of the Goings Up. Shir Hama'illot. Hama'illot. Ha, the Ma'illot. Shir Hama'illot. This appears in Psalms 120 to Psalm 134. So these are the Ascension Psalms, the Pilgrim Psalms. Some say the significance of the title is unclear to them, but it's clear to us as we study this from the HD, the Hebrew definition, the context of we, the black Jews, of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. It's clear that these are the Psalms. These Psalms right here are the Psalms that are recited when the worshippers, the pilgrims, ascend the road to Yerushalayim. The road to Yerushalayim, the road to Sion, the road to Zion, to celebrate, to celebrate the annual religious sacred feasts and festivals, the Mo'adei Yahuwah, the Mo'adei Yahweh, the feasts, the festivals, the appointments, the Shalosh Regalim, the Shalosh, the three Regalim, the three pilgrim festivals, as it says in HaTorah, three times in the year shall all the males appear in the place, the makom hamakom, the spot, the place where Yahuwah, where he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, has placed his name, appointed for his name, has set his name. And that place being Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, that place being Sion. Now the connection of Zion and Jerusalem is particularly interesting, not to get into it right here, but we have the pilgrims here on the road to Zion. First stop, Sion. First stop is Zion, and then continuing to ascend to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. Right? So we have to look at a map so we can get the topical view of things. First, the road to Sion. First stop, Sion, Zion. Then continuing the ascend, continuing the Ma'ilot, the Aliyah, the going up to Yerushalayim. So the title, firstly, foremostly, the Shir Hama'ilot, Ha Ma'ilot, Song of Degrees,
song of ascents, song of the goings up. Now, with the first part of the verse, so we have the title, we have the first part of the verse, and the second part. The first part, when he who be who he be turned again, bishub, turned again, or when he who be who he be brought back, returned, bishub, Yehovah, et Shabbat Sion, or some would say et Shabbat Sion, turned again the captivity. So here we have the H7870 word, Sheba, the Sheba. What is the Sheba? Sheba, right, at the root of Shabbat, the Sheba is a return captivity, literally in the Hebrew, it's a return, a Sheba, a return, a turn, because a turn again, the sense of turning again, if you return something, you turn it again, if you like to return it, it's to turn it again, right? But in the context here, bringing out the sense of the captivity, et Shabbat Sion, or when he who be who he be, turned again, those that returned, those that turned again to Sion. So the rendering that we have here in the RV, the Revised Version margin, is often a paraphrase rather than a translation. Within like the KJV, many times you get a paraphrase, right? The phrase in a varied form is common in the scriptures, is common in the Bible, and is best explained as, quote, turned the turning of Zion. When he who be who he be turned the turning of Zion. Bishubi Yehovah et Shabbat Sion. Shub, in turning, turned, returning, turning. Bishub Yehovah et Shabbat Sion. When he who be who he be turned the turning of Zion, made a change in her circumstances, say her, speaking of Zion, and even by extension, speaking of her, speaking of Yerushalayim, speaking of her, the soul of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's soul people, the soul being she as well. When he who be who he be made a change, Bishub Yehovah, a change in her circumstances, et Shabbat Sion, restored her fortune, restored her baraka, restored her blessedness, her set apartness, that sense of the sorrow, right? The apparent sorrow being turned into joy. Hebraically speaking, turns with a turning toward his people. When he who be who he be turns with a turning. Bishub at the root of Shabbat. Bishub Yehovah et Shabbat Sion. When he who be who he be turns with a turning, Sion, his people. Now the Hebrew noun Shabbat, modern Hebrew Shivat, ancient pointing Shabbat. Interestingly enough, it occurs only here in the Brit Yeshana, in the Old Testament, the Brit Yeshana in the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures. Only here do we have Shabbat. For this reason, many translators and expositors on the scripts, they prefer to amend the form, like in some sense, amending the form to the more common Shabbat. The more common Shabbat, ancient pointing Shabbat, or to Shabbat, modern pointing Shavut. So we have Shabbat and Shabbat for the Shabbat. So now when you're looking at the Hebrew, what we see is in the written form, we have the Sheen, Yod, Beit, and Tau. The Sheen, Yod, Beit, and Tau. In the amended form, to the more common form, we have the Sheen, Beit, Yod, and Tau. the Shin Beit Yod and Tau, and then in the Shabbat sense, we have the Shin Beit Wow and Tau. Right? If you look at the Hebrew, the Yod is like a shorter Wow. The Wow, the W, we could say the W sonant, right? The W glyph, right? Hebraically in the Asherit, and the, later we could say the Masoretic, later square Hebrew. When we look at the two letters, we see a remarkable similarity. The Wow appears as a longer form, a lengthened form of the Yod. But here in the Shibat that we have in the text, and the more common forms, what we see is a change of order. So in the scripts, we have the Yod before the Beit, right? In this scripture here, because remember this word, Shabbat, Shibat, appears only here. The more common form in the scripture is either the Shabbat or the Shabbat. Now in the Shabbat sense, that's close to the Shibat, what we have is the Beit before the Yod in Shabbat, and the Yod before the Beit in Shibat. Now, both of these, the Shabbat and the Shabbat, are used as a cognate accusative of the Shub. Shub, Shub, Shub. Now, what do we have in the Shub? Well, we have a point of reference right here. Point of reference, we have this in Psalm 14. Recall Psalm 14, verse 7, KJVY. It says, Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. Now, the words were come are italicized, so not being there, the more force of the reading. Oh, that the salvation of Israel out of Zion, when Yahuwah, Jehovah, bringeth back, shub, the sense of shub, bringeth back the captivity. Bringeth back the what? The captivity, the shabbat, or the shabbat, which is the exile. Shabbat, the exile, Shabbat, exile the prisoners, right? Brings back the Shabbat, the Shabbat of his people. Then the final part of the verse in Psalm 14 and 7, Jacob, Yaakov, shall rejoice, and Yisrael, and Israel shall be glad. Mi yitain, mi tzion, yishuat Yisrael. Who will give from Zion, literally in the Hebrew, me, who, yitain, who is he that will give, me, yitain, me, Zion, from Zion, Zion, Yeshuat, Yeshuat, the Yasha'a, the salvation, the victory, Yeshuat, Yisrael, the victory, the salvation of Yisrael, of Israel, the Sar of El, Bishub, Bishub, so here we have it again, this phrase, Bishub, right, in returning, Bishub, Yehoah, Shabbat, Amo, Bishub, Yehoah, Shabbat, Amo, Bishub, Yehoah, Shabbat, Amo. Now, the English translation says right here, when Bishub, Yehoah, Bishub, Yehoah, when Jehovah bringeth back, when he turns, right, when he turns Shabbat, the captivity, Amo, the captivity of his people, Yagel, Yaakov, Yismach, Yisrael, Jacob, Yagel, Yaakov, Jacob shall be glad, Yismach, Yisrael, and Israel, right, Jacob shall be glad, well, in the sense of Yagel, the Gili is more like to rejoice in that sense. It's almost like to spin from Gil, to spin around to, under the influence of a strong emotion. Yagel, Yaakov. Jacob shall rejoice, Yismach, and glad, Yismach, Yisrael. And Israel shall samach, Yismach, shall brighten up, lively up, brighten up, shall shine. Shall have bliss, gleesome, shall cheer up. Israel, Jacob shall rejoice. Yagel, Yaakov. And Yisrael and Israel shall be glad. But what we're zooming in, what we're zooming in on is when Jehovah bringeth back or returneth the captivity. and turning the captivity of his people. When he who be who he be, Bishubi Yahuwah, Shabut Ammo, Shabut, the captivity, Ammo, the captivity of his people. Now, however, we have the Aramaic cognate in the Aramaic. So in looking at the Hebrew, looking more at the Western Shemitic, and now looking at the Eastern Shemitic or the Aramaic cognate of Shabit, it appears in the 8th century B.C., right? 8th century B.C., old Aramaic inscription with the verb shuv, with the verb shuv. So the cognate noun appears to mean, when we study this, return. So we have the sense of brought back, when he bringeth back, but the sense of return. And the best of the bringing out into English is when he who be who he be turned, returned, and turned, returned, the turning of Zion, the returning. When he returns, the returning of Zion, when he turns, the turning of Sion. Bishub, Yehoah, Eta, Shabbat, Sion. Therefore, the sense here is the sense of restoration. Therefore, it appears that Shabbat, some say, should be retained and understood as a cognate accusative of shub, of shub, turn with a turning towards, a sense of turn with a turning towards. Shibat, shibat, right? We have shabit, shibat, right? And taking shabit as construct, as a construct, constructive. Therefore, it understands, right, taken as a constructive means that in the order of words, we have Bishub, Yehoah, Bishub, in bringing back and turning, he who be who he be, et, which is the direct object marker, et, what does he turn, what is he returning, et Shibat, et a Shibat, whether brought out as captivity or the returning of. So the constructive sense is Shibat is connected, the returning, the turning of, or the turning towards Sion. Eta Shabbat Sion. So the constructive, understanding it as a constructive, Shabbat, right? Shabbat or Shabbat here, connected with Sion there. So not just returning to, but connected with the turning of Zion, the returning of Sion, the returning of Zion. Now, the second part of the opening verse, just to get a groundation here, is Hayinu k'cholmin. Hayinu, hayinu, haya, haya, to be, haya, haya, as he who be who he be revealed his name to Moshe, ehyeh, hasha, ehyeh, some say ahaya, haya, right, to be, here we have hayinu, hayinu, hayi, hayi, haya, anu, we, hayinu, we be, we became, we be, we became, we being, we becoming, we being, hayinu, ke, like, cholmin. So cholmin, from cholem, right? Cholem, cholem, cholam, cholem mean to dream, right? So the cholmin are dreamers, right? Hayinu ke cholmin. Thus, the translation, we were like them that what? What does KJV brings out? We were like them that dream. Hayinu, we were like, we became. So you see, to emphasize the sense of not just we were, but we be, we becoming. We be ke like cholmin. We be like dreamers. We were like dreamers. So what is this sense of we be, we became like dreamers. We be like dreamers. We be dreamers, right? This could mean that the speakers were so overcome with ecstatic joy, right? And we see this connection even with the third verse. Yahuwah have done great things with us, with I and I. We are rejoiced. We are rejoiced. Higadil Yehoah la esota imanu hayinu simachim. Again, the hayinu, we be, we become, we be simachim. We be rejoices. We be rejoices, or we be glad. We be glad ones. We be as glad ones. Hayinu simachim. Simachim, hayinu simachim, or simachim. Hayinu simachim. We become samach, glad, happy. So the connection here, being like dreamers, this could mean that the speakers, that I and I are so overcome with ecstatic joy, that they and we were like those who fantasize, fantasizing about pleasurable experiences fantasizing about pleasurable experiences in our sleep. In our sleep. Oh, you're dreaming. Repatriation, going to return, come out of Babylon. Oh, that's a dream. You're fantasizing about something that's obviously very pleasurable to experience it in your dream. You're dreaming in their sleep. And here we have a connection with Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, right? Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 29, chapter 29, verses 7 and 8. It will be like a dream, a night vision. There will be a horde from all the nations that fight against Ariel, those who attack her and her stronghold and besiege her. It will be like a hungry man dreaming that he is eating, only to awaken and to find that his stomach is empty. It will be like a thirsty man dreaming that he is drinking, only to awaken and to find that he is still weak and his thirst unquenched. So it will be for the horde of all the nations, all the Goyim, all the Gentiles that fight against Har Sion, against Mount Zion. So we have that sense of the dream in their sleep. Since dreams are more commonly associated with the Brit Hashanah, with the Old Testament, right, with prophetic, right, in the Old Testament we have the Brit Hashanah, in the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, we have dreams are associated with prophetic visions. Dreams are associated with prophetic visions. And also, if we look at the season, right, in which season does this psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, come up? Especially if it's in the season, right, you know, in a certain season. It's very interesting, in a certain season, we have that time of dreams, right? Even within Bereshit, in the Genesis readings, especially after the Sukkot, right? When we begin the Torah sabbatical studies again for those 5 or 6 months before Pesach, right? The darker times, the winter moons, the more night, less light times are also associated with dreams. But the dreams are associated with prophetic visions. So the community, Jah people, Jah community, may be comparing their and Ina experience of Jah's renewed favor to a prophet receiving divine, the divine visions. Just as a prophetic dream sweeps the individual into a different dimension. Ever have a dream, just even just a regular dream, you know, and it's like you're in a different dimension, right? You know, but here, just as a prophetic dream, the dreams of the prophet, the visions and the dreams of the prophet, this sweeps the individual, the indivisible dual, into a different dimension. And also, sometimes it brings one and ones face to face, panim el panim, face to face with Elohim Atzmo, with Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God himself. We have this in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, verses 11 to 15, where Yaakov, right, you know, the experience that we have there, right, where he had that dream and that vision. Then also in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 to 15, where Yahweh Jehovah appeared to Shlomo, to Solomon, Becholem, in a dream, right? So, too, Jah people, Jah's common unity, community, I and I being aware of he who be who he be, of Jehovah's presence in a special way. In the day of Zion's restoration, in that day of Zion's restoration. So though the MT, the Masoretic text, as it stands, the Masoretic text, the Hebrew text, the Masoretic text, even here in the Sefer Tehillim, as it stands, it makes good sense. Some choose, right, looking at the Hebrew, some choose to understand, to come to overstanding of what's called in the linguistic etymology academics, they call it a homonymic root, right? A similar name root, homonymic root here, meaning to be healthy, to be strong, right? So looking at Hayinu k'cholmim, which is usually translated as we be like dreamers, or we were like them that dream. We became as those who dream. Hayinu k'cholmim. Others looking at the same Hebrew bliss, right, bring out the sense of the homonymic root here, meaning to be healthy, to be strong, thus deriving it not from the cholam sense, but the chalam. Chalam. What is the chalam? Chalam sense. The chalam sense. And thus translate this to we were like those restored to health. Hayinu k'chalamim, k'chalamim, hayinu k'chalamim. So instead of we be like those that dream, we became like those that were restored to health, right? Even to our sanity, because of the restoration of Sion. This reading appears to have support of many of the ancient translations as well. Right? So just to share a couple of words right here, just on the opening verse, because as we look at the Hebrew, many things that Sirach says, Sirach puts it very well. Right? That which is uttered in Hebrew and translated into another language doesn't always have the same force in them or to bring out the force of the Hebrew. So it is both true, hayinu k'cholmi, but it's also true, hayinu k'chalami. We become like those that dream, right? So say to those who don't experience the same sight, scene, and vision. But in actuality, hayinu k'chalamim, chalam. We become like strong ones. We become healthy. We become like those restored with the restoration of Sion. I and I are restored to health, right? Health in spirit, in soul, and in body. So here, opening verse, a little build and midrash and study here on Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, the Aleph, the first verse, Shir HaMa'ilot, Beshuv Yahowah Eta Shibata Tzion, Hayinu K'cholmin, Hayinu K'chalamin.
From every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Holy by, holy by, holy by, holy by, holy by.
Mount Sion is only a step away. So take a step in the way of His Imperial Majesty. Gormawi Nugusa Neges Adamawi Haile Selassie, the King of Kings. His Imperial Majesty.
To turn to another subject, Your Imperial Majesty, are there any passages of the Bible that have become especially meaningful to you?
I have the highest respect for the Bible as a whole. I also recognize the rightful name the Bible bears. We find that in all the periods of the Old Testament, in the time of patriarchs, kings, and prophets, great miracles were done. On the other hand, the New Testament, in which our Lord Himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach, is also of high value. Then Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels in which the sayings of our Lord are recorded, are pillars for all men on the earth. Therefore, the Bible should not be cut into portions.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Rain began to come down, and so he went into a cave where he dozed off and fell asleep. He sank into a slumber that lasted the 70 years during that the temple Ha-Hekal was destroyed. So here, Midrash, study here on today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. One day, while Homi was walking along the road, he saw a man planting a carob tree. Homi asked, "Tell me now, in how many years will the carob tree bear fruit?" The man replied, 70 years. Said Homi, "Art thou certain that thou, the I, wilt live for 70 years more? Art thou certain that thou wilt live for 70 years more?" The man replied, "Me, I found carob trees already planted in the earth. And so, like my fathers, my patriarchs who planted carob trees for me, I plant carob trees for my children. Then Honey sat down to eat, and sleep came upon him. As he slept, a hedge grew up around Honey and concealed him from human eyes. And so he slept on for 70 years. When Honey awoke, he saw a man gathering fruit from the carob tree, and he asked, "Art thou the man who planted it? So here, Midrash, a study here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm CXXVI, Midrash, a study here in the right Midrash, a study here on today's Psalm, Shir HaMa'ilot, Yeshuv Yahuwah Etta Shvat Zion, Hayin Kholmin, a song of the going up, Shir HaMachilot. Beshuv Yahuwah Et HaShabbat Zion, Hayin Kecholmin. When Yahuwah Jahovah, brought back those that returned to Zion. Beshuv Yahuwah Et HaShabbat Zion, we were like them that dream. Rav Yohanan said, all the years of his life, Honi, that man renowned for righteousness, was troubled about this earth. He said, is it possible for a man to lay sleeping for 70 years? Honi said, is it possible for a man to lay sleeping for 70 years? And here, Midrash notes, the Babylonian captivity referred to in this verse lasted 70 years. The Babylonian captivity of the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Yehuda, or Judah, referred to in this verse, it lasted 70 years. See Yeremiah, Elias, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 11, and Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10. The Babylonian captivity of the southern kingdom, the Judahites, the Yehudi, even we the black Jews, referred to in this verse, lasted for 70 years. One day, while Honi was walking along the road, he saw a man planting a carob tree. Honi asked, tell me now, in how many years will the carob tree bear fruit? The man replied, 70 years. Said Honi, art thou certain that thou, the I, wilt live for 70 years more? Art thou certain that thou will live for 70 years more? The man replied, me? I found carob trees already planted in the earth. And so, like my fathers, my patriarchs who planted carob trees for me, I plant carob trees for my children. Then Honi sat down to eat, and sleep came upon him. As he slept, a hedge grew up around Honi and concealed him from human eyes. And so he slept on for 70 years. When Honi awoke, he saw a man gathering fruit from the carob tree, and he asked, art thou the man who planted it? And when the man replied, I am the son of his son, Honi said to himself, this seems to prove that it is possible to sleep for 70 years. And then when he saw his ass, that by this time had borne many mules, Honi said, now it is certain that I have been laying asleep for 70 years. Honi went to Baito, to his bait, his house, and said, I am Honi, the circle drawer. Here, Midrash note to the previous Midrash on Psalm 7, the 17th. Section 17th, Parag 7.17. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Honi
went to Baito, went to his bait, his house, and said, I am Honi, the circle drawer. But his household did not believe, him. He went to the house of study, the Beit Midrash. He went to the house of the Midrash, the Beit Midrash, the house of study. And he heard the rabbis, Rabbanim, say, this tradition is as clear to us as it was in the days of Honi, the circle drawer. For whenever he had come to the house of study, the Beit Midrash, he had solved for HaRabbanim, for the rabbis, every moot point they had. And he said, quote, I am Honi, Honi. But they did not believe, him, and did not give him the honor that was due him. Full of despair, he asked for Adonai, Adonai's mercy, and sure, his soul went to its rest. Rabba declared, people rightly say, either fellowship or death. Rabba declared, people rightly say, either fellowship or death. And here Midrash notes, so Rashi in the Babylonian Talmud 23a, the PE, the printed edition, and Buba have this, quote, either comradeship, chaverim, like Job's, Eo's comrades, or death. Either comradeship, which is fellowship, which is a chaverim, like Job's comrades, or death. Rabba declared, people rightly say, either chaverim, either fellowship, or death. Honi, the circle drawer, the son of Honi, the circle drawer's son, lived about the time of the destruction of HaHekav, destruction of the temple. One day, he went out to a mountain to be with his workmen. While he was sitting there, rain began to come down, and so he went into a cave where he dozed off and fell asleep. He sank into a slumber that lasted the 70 years during that the temple, HaHekal, was destroyed and rebuilt. At the end of the 70 years, when he woke from his sleep, he saw that the world had changed. Where olive groves had been, vineyards were growing. And where vineyards had been, olive groves were growing. He went towards the city and asked, what's new in the world? And they answered, knowest thou not what is new in the world? No, he said. Then they asked him, who art thou? And he said, I am Honi, the circle drawer. Whereupon they replied, we have heard it said that whenever Honi, the circle drawer, came into a city, it shone. And here Midrash notes from the Palestinian Talmud 3 and 9, whenever Honi came into HaHekav, came into the temple court, it shone. So in the Palestinian Talmud 3 and 9, it says, whenever Honi came into HaHekav, came into the temple court, it shone, it shined. When he came into the city, it did shine. And so, thinking of himself, he quoted the verse, when Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, we were like to them that dreamed. When Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, we were like to them that dreamed. Then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Hear the bait. The second verse of today's psalm is what it's called, Psalm 127. Az yimale sechokafim ulishamenu rina. Then will our mouth be filled with laughter Az Yimale Sehokapinu. And our tongue, Ulishanenu, was singing Rina Az Yimale Sehokapinu. Ulishanenu Rina. Rav Yohanan said in the name of Rav Shimona ben Yochai, in this world, a man must not fill his mouth with laughter. For it is said, then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. It says, then, as Yimale, Sehokapinu, Lishonen Norina, then will our mouth be filled with Sehok, Yimale, Sehokapinu, then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue, I and our tongue with singing. O Lishonenu Rina. And when is then? And when is then? When is as when? As the next verse reads, they will say among the nations, Jehovah have done great things with these. Hear, hear, hear. The next verse, the email, in the next part of the verse. Here, here, actually in the base verse going on, here, the fuller verse. As Yimale, Sehokapinu, Ulishonenu Rina. As Yomru Bagoyim, then said they, Yomru among the nations, Bagoyim. As Yomru Bagoyim, Yahuwah, Jehovah have done great things with Jesus. He could deal Yahuwah La Isota in Hale. He could deal Yahuwah La Isota in Hale. Jehovah has done great things with thee. He could deal Yahuwah La Isota in Hale. It was said of Rav Shimon ben Lakish that after he heard what Rav Yohanan said, never again in all of his life did he fill his mouth with laughter. And here, here, Midrash, note this passage. It reflects the spirit of deep mourning that prevailed among the Yehudim, among the Judahites, even we, the black Jews, among the Yehudim, after HaHikal, after the temple and the state were overthrown. This passage here, reflecting the spirit, the irid of deep mourning that prevailed among the Yehudim, among the Jews, even we, the black Jews, after HaHikal, after the temple and the state were overthrown. Rav Yeremiah, Ernest, Jeremiah, sitting in the presence of Rav Ze'era, and seeing that Rav Ze'era was overly cheerful, said to him, is it not written, for all sorrow there will be reward? Rav Ermias, sitting in the presence of Rav Ze'era, and seeing that Rav Ze'era was overly cheerful, said to him, hear from the words of the Mashal, Proverbs, Mishle, Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Is it not written, for all sorrow there will be reward? The call as Ev, Yihyeh Motar. The call as Ev, Yihyeh Motar. In all labor there is profit. The call as Ev, Yihyeh Motar. Or, for all sorrow there will be reward. The call as Ev, Yihyeh Motar. In all labor there is profit. Rav Ze'era answered, I wear tefillin. Rav Ze'era answers Rav Jeremiah, who quoted Proverbs 14:23, for all sorrow there will be reward, which can also be translated as, in all labor there is profit. They call as Ep Yihyeh Motar, and Rav Ze'era answers, I wear tefillin. Here, here, Midrash note on this. His cheerfulness could not have been a disavowal of HaElohim, of the true God, for he put on tefillin, as an avowal, a thanks, a confession of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God's sovereignty, and a mark of confidence, of confidence in the future redemption of Yisrael. So when Rav Yirmiyahu quoted the proverbs, "For all sorrow there will be reward," Rav Ze'era answered, "I wear tefillin," to say that his cheerfulness could not have been a disavowal of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'el Elohim, for he put on tefillin as an avowal, a confession, thanking, a confession of Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim's sovereignty, and a mark of confidence in the future redemption of Yisrael, of all Yisrael. Mar, the son of Rabina, made a wedding feast for Beno, for his son, and he saw that Harabanim, the rabbis, were becoming overly merry. He seized a costly goblet, a costly chalice worth 400 silver coins, and broke it before their eyes. Harabanim, the rabbis, became solemn again. Rav Ashi, too, made a wedding feast for Beno, his son, and seeing that Harabanim, that the rabbis, were overly merry, he seized a goblet, a chalice of wine, a goblet of white crystal, and broke it before their eyes, so that Harabanim, the rabbis, became solemn again. Sometimes the word Az, here in today's song, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, sometimes the word Az, then, meaning then, it denotes the future tense. As in the verse, then, Az, will our mouth be filled with laughter? Az, Yimalei Sechok Din, Az, then, will our mouth be filled with laughter? Az Yimalei Sechok Din, Sechok Dinu. Turn our captivity, O Jehovah. Turn our captivity, O He who be, He be. Shuba Yehovah, Eta Shibutein. Shuba Yehovah, Eta Shibutein. Turn our captivity, O He who be, He be. Rav, Isaac taught, a day of heavy rain is as consequential as the ingathering of Yisrael, of Israel. As is said, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, here at the fourth verse, the Dalet verse, turn our captivity, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land. Shuvah, Yehovah, Eta Shivitein, Kais, E, Banadev. Turn our captivity, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land. The stream, by in the Negev, in the dry land, or in the Negev, in the south. By Ifakim, Ka Ifakim, by streams, is clearly meant streaming rain. As in the verse, even the verse from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 16, and the streams, Afikeh, and the streams of the sea appeared, and the streams, Afikeh, of the sea appeared. And here in the KJV, the verse is read, and the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of Jehovah, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. So here we have the verse in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 16, that may also be translated as, and the streams of the sea appear, and the channels of the sea appear. Fuller verse and the channels of the sea appear. Wayerao is the K-Yam, and the channels of the sea, the streams, is the K. Wayerao, and they being seen, is the K-Yam, is the K, the channels of the sea, the streams, is the K-Yam, the streams of the sea. Galu amosudota terela. The foundations of the world were laid bare. The foundations of the world were discovered. Galu mosudot tevel, of the tevel, of the inhabitable portions of the earthly plane. Galu mosudot tevel. De erat Yehovah mia nishmata ruach apo. At the rebuking of he who be, who he be. Bigaerat Yahuwah. Bigaerat Yahuwah. Bigaerat Yahuwah. At the rebuke. At the rebuking of he who be, who he be. At the blast of the breath of his nostrils. Mi nishmat. The nishmat. Neshama. Mi nishmat aruach apo. Wayerao es pikeyama, ikalu mosudota terela, pika rati yohua, mia nishmata ruach apo. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. Hear today's psalm, is Morkov Kaf Wow, Psalm 127. Hear Hebraically the fifth and the sixth verses, the hay and the wow verses. They that sow in tears shall weep in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. Hazor ima de dina, de rina yisoru. Haloka yeleka, ua bakoa noseya mesheka hazar a. Bo ya bo, de rina noseya ilumotai. Rav Yehuda Judator, an ox, as he goeth forth to his plowing, goes weeping, but as his returning, he eats the green shoots in the furrows. And here the metaphor, it changes here in today's psalm to life on the land. The peasant sows his seed with tears of anxiety, but when the time, the hour of reaping comes, tears give place to joy, to joyful singing. Hagor ima be'imah. They that sow be'imah in tears. Hazor'im be'imah. The sowers in tears. Hazor'im be'imah. Be'rina yikatoru shall reap yikatoru. They shall reap yikatoru. Be'rina shall reap in singing. Rina be'rina in joy. Enjoy, he that goeth forth, halok yelek, goings, haloka yelek, ua bakoa, and weepeth, ua bakoa, ubako, yosei, mesheka hazara, meshek hazara. Bearing precious seed, no say, lifting, bearing, carrying, no say, meshek, interesting, the word meshek, even here in today's psalm, we have meshek. What is meshek? Meshek is translated as precious. Then in the 120th psalm, we have meshek, brought out as meshek. Mesek in the translation as a place, but we have Meshek. Meshek, a sowing, a possession, something precious, having a price. Meshek, from Meshach, to draw, to sow, to sound, to prolong, to develop, to march,
sense of a sowing, also a possession. Word out here as precious. Meshek ha-zara'a, ha-zara. Meshek ha-zara'a, ha-zara, ha-zara, zara. The seed, precious, the seed. Bo, ya bo, bo, ya bo. Now the translation shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Bo is like to go. Go is going. Bo ya bo. Bo ya bo. Dirina. He shall come. Home. The idea is go. He's going. Go. He going. Dirina. Dirina. The joy of singing. No say. Ilumotayo. No say. Lifting. Carrying. No say. Ilumotayo. 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 Bearing. Carrying. Ilumotayo. Carrying his sheep. Carrying his sheaves, bearing his sheaves, sense of carrying his sheaves with him. A different interpretation, a different targum, a different targum. They that sow in tears. Hazorim bedima. Hazorim bedima. Hazorim bedima. They, the sowers in tears. They that sow in tears. This alludes to Yaakov. This alludes to Jacob, who, being afraid, wept as he sowed his father's bracha, as he sowed his father's blessing. Berkot. Berkoto. That is to say, as participating in the deception whereby he would obtain his father's Berkot, his father's Baraka, Berkato, his father's blessing. Saying, Wayomer, he's saying, my father peradventure perhaps will feel me. Even here in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 27, verse 12. Ulai Yemusheni Avi, my father perhaps, Ulai perhaps, Yemusheni, feel me Avi, my father perhaps will feel me. Shall weep in joy. This also alludes to Yaakov. This alludes to Jacob. Here, the Rina Yikatoru. The Rina. The Rina Yikatoru. Shall weep in joy. Also alludes to Yaakov, to whom it was said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 27, verse 28. So God gives thee of the dew of heaven and of the fat places of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Where ye then leka hay Elohim ala hashemayim ua mishamane haaret with rov dagan with tirosh. So hay Elohim give thee of the dew of heaven, of the dew of the heaven. Where ye then leka hay Elohim al hashemayim and of the fat places of the earth. Ua mishamane haaretza. And plenty with roll, and nuff nuff with roll, and plenty of corn and wine with roll, dagana with tirosh. With yitena leka Elohim mital hashemayim mishmane haaretza with roll, dagana with tirosh. And he that goeth and reapeth. Here in today's psalm, the sixth verse, the wild verse. He that goeth on his way, weeping and weeping. Halok yeleka uabakoa, uabako. Halok yeleka uabako. He that goeth and weepeth. This alludes to Yaakov, to Jacob, of whom it was said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 29, verse 11. And Jacob lifted up his voice and wept. And Yaakov and Jacob lifted up his voice and wept. Yaakov, why you sigh? Etikolo, why you bit? Here you hear the fuller verse. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Why you shaka Yaakov ale Rachel? Why you sigh? Etikolo, why you bit? And Jacob kissed Rachel, Rachel, and lifted up his voice and wept. Why you shock a Yaakov a lit Rachel? Why you saw et a kolo? Why you bik? And bearing precious seed,
Nosei Mesheka Hazara. Hazara. Nosei Mesheka Hazara. Bearing precious seed, he is here. The wild verse of today's song, Psalm 126. Bearing precious seed alludes to alludes to Jacob. Bearing the tribes out of Haran, and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him, and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Bo ya bo de rinna, bringing his sheaves. No se ilumotal. This alludes to Yaakov, Jacob. Jacob's bringing back with him sheaves. Sheaves of young men and young women. Sheaves of young men and young women. And here, Midrash, the final Midrash note on today's psalm is Morkof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126. Here we have a play on Aluma, Aluma, and Elumotau. Elumotayo, Elumotav, Elumotau, Elumotau, Elumotayo. His sheep. Here we have Aluma, sheep. The sheep. We have Elam, Elam, young man. We have Alma, young woman. Here, referred to the Bereshit Rabbah, the Genesis Rabbah, 79 and 4. Here, a play on Aluma, sheaf, and Elam, young man, and Alma, young woman. Bo, ya bo, berina, no se lumotayo. He shall come again, come home with joy, with singing, bearing his sheaves.